WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively going to be bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to this guy's favorite place. We're going to be at Pappas on the 29th. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be giving these away down in Glen Burnie. We're going to have Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman joining us. I spent Sunday evening at a true legendary place, the legendary Costas Inn in Dundalk. Real crab house sounds, the sound of Cedric Mullins going over the fence, the sound of Cedric Mullins hitting the home run, the sound of Mike Ballman giving up. Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global. He bought me crabs and crab cakes and corn and crab imperial and shrimp and spinach and oyster. What else do we
eat? Mussels.
Mussels.
We were eating good. We were eating and drinking good. It was a fun night.
Well, you were there when the game was won.
Yes.
You walked in right as they blew the game. Then you got in there and we won the game. You missed the catch, but you, there's something about the heartbeat of all of this, right? You were in Alaska for a couple of weeks this summer, but coming back to this, and I see a little silver in your hair. I don't want to date you too much, Leonard Raskin, but you remember 83, and I remember
that.
But we were with Matthew, your son, the other night. My son's 40 years old and has no concept of the Orioles being anything other than what Kevin Brown made them to be last week. And they're winning, man. And it's memorable. I'll always remember being at Costas with you when the Cedric Mullins thing happened, right? Like, it was
stuff
a moment
happening
in time that we share together, like where you were the night Mike Devereaux went over the wall.
There you go. Well, the Raskins are 0-2 on the going to the ballpark, so we've decided to not go.
You're abstaining? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, we watched Ohtani outpitch the O's and crush a home run. He gave up two, but he won. And then we watched the Lastros, which are not anymore the Lastros. They're now the Astros. We watched them beat us Wednesday night. We didn't go on Thursday. We went on Wednesday evening and got blown out. So we are 0-2 at the yard, but we are positively kicking it from the home theater.
Well, you know, you and I put the piece up at Baltimore Positive. And I hope you saw it. I found the 1983 Game 1 World Series ticket stub at $25.
There you go.
Back in 83. I think my dad got the $12 seats. I think we paid all like 15 or 18 up in Philadelphia for Game 4. I had
a
really good
zeros.
Seat.
I had a good seat. Zeros to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, for anyone that wants to be a part of it and you feel a part of it when you watch the games.
Yeah.
Look, we can go on and on about how good they are. We did that last week. We'll do it again next week. We'll have weeks to do that. You're a grown up. You and I politically very different in regard to what you see on Fox News that you believe versus what I see on CNN that I might believe that you would never believe, and the way you vote and the way I vote and all this. Luke said to me earlier today, this week, about the Kevin Brown thing. He's like, everybody agrees that the play-by-play guy should be able to do his job, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I don't know,
because when the Stockholm Syndrome thing, as you call it, Stockholm Syndrome, when that press release that Greg Bader orchestrated and put out with Kevin Brown's name on it Friday night came out, there are a percentage of people. I said 30%, and Luke's like, it's not 30%. I'm like, I don't know, man. I've met these Orioles fans that really believe that there was nothing there and that,
I would just say, I would wonder if there's nothing there, why he was not there. It's pretty simple to me. This is the first season of unbelievably good baseball that we are in a everyday pennant race. There isn't a day that goes by that admittedly members of the team aren't looking at what Tampa Bay did or what Tampa Bay is doing while they're winning or losing. And gaining ground and losing ground every day is epic. And yet the supposed lead broadcaster is off. And I can't imagine for what reason he could possibly be off and not operating unless it was a long in advance planned vacation that they let him take in the middle of the season, stunningly.
Well, it feels like Ben's been on one of those for a week or two, right?
Right.
But Palmer got sick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they have a reason. There's something going on there that we know about, supposedly, right? You don't think they said anything. They're sick. There's COVID in the air. Something happened. But I can tell you, March of 2000, February, March of 2000, when COVID was raging and the market was down 40% as measured by the S&P 500, I was on the phone with clients constantly for days and doing webinars about PPP and EIDL and the SBA and what this means and what to do with your money. And we were right there at the forefront of it because, you know, in my world, what I do for people is help them get fired up about their money and their American dream and grow their wealth. You know this. And most of the time, I will say most of the time, I don't want to say we coast, but with our existing clients, we're in management mode because not a lot changes in their lives. And we're not traders, so we're not in the market trading stocks and bonds and things. So things are just good. And then a March 20 event or an 09, 08, 09 event comes in, and we're like the firemen, man. We jump in at that moment, and we are working hard to calm people, to help people, to make sure they're aware of what's going on. When things look the bleakest, that's when our clients need us the most. So we're in the game full time. So here's the Orioles having the greatest season in 40 years, maybe. Who knows? And
it might be the greatest season I've ever witnessed. I mean, 79, and I told Lucas, like 79 was very much like this, where like they were just winning games out of the rectum every night, hitting grand slams late.
That's
just
right. All,
and every night there was a different
Let
star.
Let it be Lowenstein.
It was Kiko Garcia. It's funny you bring up Lowenstein, dude. He was the original. I wrote about this in the Peter Principles. Yep. You can go read it, chapter 3, chapter 4. He was the original guy that Angelos hated. Oh. Angelos hated John Lowenstein on the air. He made John Lowenstein's life miserable. John Lowenstein went out to Las Vegas, and 30 years later, other than him sending me some love sometimes on Facebook,
disappeared.
I went to Nietzsche Baikai. You're a
Timonium
guy.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brother Lowe loved sushi at a time in my life where I didn't eat raw fish because it was 1993, 94. Because Brother Lowe was West Coast. He knew what was up. So I would go over to Nietzsche Baikai, and I'd be sitting there at the teppanyaki, and Lowenstein would be sitting at the bar having lunch. He would have like a little bento lunch or some sushi, and because he was going to the ballpark. This is 92,
right.
93
right.
when he was still there. Yep. And he knew who I was because I had a press pass, whatever, and I was always in there working. I was always selling during the day, and I did the radio in the afternoon. This is early part of my career when I was hustling. But I love Nietzsche Baikai. And Brother Lowe, that's how I knew him. I knew him.
Right.
And, like, I was there the night he sat up on the stretcher, right?
I was there.
I know the vantage point in left field where I was sitting when he sat up.
I
remember being on
the
bus
third
with
base.
My father.
I was behind
the
dugout that night. It was a birthday present that I was taken to that game, and I was behind the dugout with relatives watching it when he sat up. That was amazing.
Leonard, do you remember where you were when Cedric Mullins hit that home run against the Mariners?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
and Kevin Brown, not to be confused with the ex-Oriole pitcher Kevin Brown, was calling the game. And so 2 weeks before, or however long it was, I don't think he had a planned vacation. And I find it hard to believe that everything is just hunky. Well, I guess it's got to be hunky dory. You know,
this is what I'm asking you.
There's a statement out there.
Listen, you're a big sports fan, but you're not into the weeds on all of these issues. But last week, and listen, you're talking to a guy here that I'm not reading the papers. I have sources, right?
Right.
Everybody's reached to me in the last week about Team Angelos and Team John, everybody except Mike Elias on the baseball side. But I've reached to all of them as a reporter in the same way that I'm reaching the Ravens people about my own ouster and doing journalism. And I want to know what you believe. You're right. Like, you and I ate crabs together for 3 hours on Sunday night after the game was over, and I purposely did not engage you. We were with your son. We're talking about vacation. My wife's there. We didn't do any of this. I said, save this for the radio. But what do you, as one of the more astute, intelligent people I know, who certainly disagrees with me politically, and I don't think you're off your rocker. I just think we disagree. But I think with this situation with the stadium, with the lease, with a rich kid who's on third base and thinks he hit a triple. You've seen all of this as a grown-up for 30 years. You've seen all the bad baseball. You were here for Free the Birds. You were here for John Lowenstein. You were here for John Miller. What, you're smarter than you've ever been. We all would like to think that. What do you make of the last week? Because honestly, Leonard, had you and I had crabs in April, I would have said to you, John Angelos is effed up, but they'll figure this lease thing out, like whatever. Yeah. Like, I now didn't think he was really as nuts as his father. It's very, very apparent.
Pulling that card out, but I go to the quote by Voltaire. Okay, if you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize. So here's Kevin Brown, sadly, I think, who made a statement that was, in my opinion, innocuous. It was a nothing burger. It was nothing. He didn't say the team stinks. He didn't say they stunk for so long that it's
Leonard, he was reading stuff that the team produced for stats in the stat pack that
for
is
the game.
Yes, correct.
And it said they've won more in Tampa this year than they had in the last two, right? Because they had lost correct. So many games in Tampa to the Rays. That is such a nonsense nothing burger. Like you said, created by their stats team statistic, that indeed that got him shut down by his boss. And now he's coming out saying, no, that's not why I was off the air. Or what happened was a misunderstanding and we're all good. Well, you know, I think integrity is a hard thing. And in this world we live in today,
it's leadership, all you got.
leadership, I think people are craving leadership and craving honesty. I mean, there hardly are any more honest brokers anymore. I think it's sad. I'll give you a couple for instance, you know, and I don't say this to be mean or off-putting to anybody, but when a potential woman, Supreme Court justice can't say what a woman is, when women are being defeated in sports by men who are now women, swimming in women's swimming and running in women's track, and the world, the country has spent years, Title IX, making sure women had a place in women's sports, and now men are beating women in women's sports. There are no more absolutes. Like, what is a man? What is a woman? X, Y, you know, chromosome don't count. And then you got the baseball in the middle of the season. Like I said, this guy can't say that he was shafted. And I guess.
Well, what else can he say? I mean,
he can't say
anything, right?
No, he can say whatever he wants to say. If his truth, if his integrity is, they sat me down because of this statement that they put together and I uttered, from what I saw for 2 weeks, I think he was out 2 weeks, right? Now,
look, it's been more than that. It was okay. The 23rd, yes.
Okay, from what I saw during that period of time when it hit the fan, he could get a job in broadcasting. He's done well enough. He's young. He's done well enough that he could have told them, if this is the way you're going to play me, goodbye. You know, play me out. I'm done.
I'm not 33 with a pregnant wife and a house in the city.
I get it. There's different pressures. Different pressures, different stress. But if he said, play me out, maybe he doesn't know what his talent looks like. But I saw Sterling, Yankees?
Yes.
John Miller, obviously, from the Giants. National broadcasters across the spectrum saying this was abhorrent. Saying this
Al Michaels has been on the record.
Yeah, absolutely. Enough people that this kid would have found work.
Well, he's famous now, right?
I mean,
if
he just stood up and said, I've been screwed by this team and this owner because they gave me data to read, and then when I read it, they canned me because.
Well, I mean, that's what John Miller came into my studio in 1996.
And
what I was going to tell you is Brother Lowe, the last time I saw Brother Lowe, he was disgruntled and leaving. And I had a final bento box with Brother Lowe 30 years ago. And at that point, it wasn't like my career was different. This is 1994, 95. I didn't have a radio station. There were no Ravens then. It's before the Ravens existed.
Yep.
And he was written about in the Sun, and he made, and I wrote about this in the Peter Principles. If you go read the Peter Principles, I pulled it. It's like a term paper, the Peter Principles. Peter Principles, not my opinion. It's really a third person. This is what was reported. This is what Peter Angelos did in that era. And the John Lowenstein thing was ugly. The John Miller thing was uglier, but they were just sort of forced out. They weren't muted. You know, Peter just said, I don't like you, out. Not, John, you can't wear flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts anymore.
Right.
Right? It was just, you're out. I'll get people to walk my way. March my. And, you know, Fred Manfred and Jim Hunter were the guys that did that job. Peter was three drinks in with me out at the barn talking about free speech. Tell them like it is. But keep your opinions to your. We want you to give a recitation of the ball game. You can go listen to it, and you hear it in his words. John's too much of a coward to even have his words, right? Like, his words are Greg Bader's words in that press release on Friday night, and it's like, blink once, blink twice, Kevin, right? And we all of us smart people see that. I would hope that 99% of my audience, and I don't get any emails this week telling me how Kevin Brown's, that this is a, because I think I've chased that audience. I think if you are on the fantasy land train where you think these are honorable people, they're not. Now, what to do about it when they don't sign a lease? They're not returning calls from the governor. They're intimidating people.
Look,
$300 million dollars, telling Steve Bisciotti. I mean, the parity clause. Can you imagine if you represent Steve Bisciotti and this guy now is out trying to take away your parking lot?
Yeah, what the heck is that about? I mean, this is crazy. I was talking to the family on the way home from Crabs Sunday night, and I said, we were talking about it, and I said, you know, it's nuts. We talked about it months ago, very simple to me in business and math, that Steve Bisciotti had no issues signing Lamar when we, the taxpayers, gave him $600 million to do it. And so at the same time, we gave the Angelos family $600 million to do their thing. And there, the beautiful stadium that lies behind you, $600 million to billionaires is kind of stunning to me. But I tell people all the time, government and the rich are in bed together. I don't care what party you vote for. In my belief, capitalism is the way that we prosper. It's the way that we pull the country out of misery. The world has been pulled up by capitalism. I won't buy anybody's belief that socialism or communism is a better way to go. There's no way you're going to tell me that the central planning of the elite knows better than the masses of what's good for them. And yet we're moving in that direction more and more and more. The elites and the government are tied together so tight, and the money is flowing from one to the other in the wrong direction. And so we, the taxpayers, pay, and the government turns around and hands out $600 million to this guy. How much is the lease?
To Bisciotti too.
No, this is my point. How much is the lease? My son, you know, Matthew said to me, well, who owns the stadium? I said, the state owns the stadium. The stadium authority owns the stadium. Well, how much is the lease? I didn't have an answer for that. Do you know that answer? Roughly.
Well, it's competitive in the way that it's an unbelievably good deal if you had
$1 a year?
It was in the early days.
It was a dollar a year.
It's not that sweetheart anymore.
Right, but here's
for art in the beginning. That's
right,
correct.
But my point is this. If Angelos is holding out to sign the lease, and we just gave him $600 million. Is the lease term $600 million?
No. The $600 million is earmarked to improve the stadium, right? But all that does is improve his pocketbook.
Exactly.
Right? So, and it's
fungible.
Told by everybody.
Money is fungible. So it goes in his pocket. It's like Social Security. You don't pay into any darn Social Security fund. It's taxes. It's the greatest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world. You pay into Social Security. The government takes that money, spends it on a war. Then they give you back your Social Security when you're ready to claim. There's no Social Security at the government. So there's no stadium improvement fund at the Angelo's house. $600 million goes from the taxpayer to the rich man's pocket. He put it in his pocket. It might come over time, but so does the lottery. Okay, so he puts that in his pocket. Now he's complaining about a lease that over the term of the lease is not going to cost him $600 million. So he's basically living there rent-free. Rent-free. And he won't sign a rent-free agreement. I don't know how long. What's the term we're looking for? 10 years? 30 years? What is it?
15 is what you
15.
Like.
So if somebody came to me and said, we'll buy your house from you and give you, oh, I don't know, 50 times its value in a check today, and then you get to live there for the next 15 years for 10% of the value each year. I'd take that deal every day, twice on Sunday. This is ridiculous. This is nonsense. So this is the taxpayer once more getting fleeced. And why the governor doesn't get down there and say, hey, this is ridiculous. Sign this piece of paper. Let's stop the shenanigans. You got your $600
million.
Well,
he's not getting a better deal, right? The appropriations, Bisciotti, he wants the parking lot. He wants
ridiculous.
Million. By the way, the parking lot, from all accounts, is worthless because the tunnel, the Howard Street Tunnel's built underneath of it.
Yep.
So therefore, you can't build, Scott, you can't build up, and you can't build out because it's two blocks
anything.
Long.
You can't create anything.
And then if you build something, where are we parking?
Right. Right. We're building a garage that you're going to charge $50 to get into. Come on.
50?
This is nonsense.
Be more
Whatever.
Than that.
Whatever. It's nonsense. It's ridiculous.
Well, and then you have to ask like, how is this benefiting our community? And that's the next, your point. We were sitting at Costas. By the way, Leonard Raskin's our guest here, Raskin Global, to see what it can do. What sports can do on its best day,
Absolutely.
Its best hour in bringing people together. Black people, white people, male, female, young, old, all the above.
Democrat, Republican.
Everybody
Doesn't
was in
matter.
There.
People
everybody
the
in the room was Sheeran. Yelling for Cedric Mullins, Sheeran. Hitting the home run on Sunday. And that, gosh, that's been missing, right?
Screaming.
The Terps don't have that. The Ravens don't really have that because the Ravens, we all gather in that way, right? Like, where you're going to spend every Sunday, whether it's at
yep.
the game,
yep.
in your man cave, wherever. If you go to sports bar, you get some semblance of that experience gathering with people. But to just randomly be out having crabs and the game's on and to feel everyone – nobody was there to watch the game.
No.
But they once they got there,
They're
that's all
the
anybody
game.
Was doing. Right.
That's right. And screaming.
And that's old school.
Screaming when Cedric hit the ball.
High-fiving strangers.
Foul.
The crabs
wait,
stuck
wait,
on their
wait.
Hands.
First he hits the ball foul and the place is like, oh, everybody's just devastated because that's the ball game right there. It's like, oh. And then was it two pitches later? He just bombs away. And after what he did the night before. Stealing third and scoring the winning run at 1-0. I mean, what a weekend series in Seattle. They're playing good ball.
You're saying up late? Are you up late all week or no?
Absolutely.
You're going to make it?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Well,
I'll
do my best. Was it Saturday night? No, Friday night. Friday night was the blowout.
Yeah.
Friday night at the fifth inning, I went to bed, watched it in bed, and fell asleep with it on. I didn't think we were coming back.
Saturday night was really rough for me because there was no offense. It was like getting late and like, but
oh,
here's
no,
the
I was
deal.
watching Saturday night 1-0. I was not turning that
I'm
off.
going to get a nappy nap in and I'm going
That's
to be
right.
okay all
That's
week
right.
long, including in Oakland this weekend. Let Araskids out
Outplaying
there.
the fathers? Are we outplaying the fathers? Where are we next?
Padres. We got the
Yeah, we
Padres,
got the
man. Got the
fathers. We got the fathers
Friars.
next.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
You
there we
ever seen a
go.
game out there? You been to San Diego for a game?
I've been there not for a game. When I was there, it was off season. Got to see the stadium. Did not get to see a game at the stadium.
If I would have known how good they were, I probably would have gone after these couple of games. But I'm going to be down in Ocean City this week. I
There
am
you go.
going to have senators, not the Washington senators, the Maryland senators. I'm going to have Governor Wes Moore hanging out. We're going to be down for Mako this week, talking to folks. I'll be
Talk
seeking out
lease.
Larry
Talk
Hogan, who's
lease.
running for president. So I'll try to have a crab cake with him. Ben Cardin is committed on the program, as is Chris Van Hollen on Friday, as well as Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman's going to join us at Pappas on the 29th as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And our 25th celebration. I'll be giving away the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, our friends from Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. I'll be telling you more about all of that. Leonard, tell everybody about, like, this time of year. It's hot out. People, kids are going back to school. Is there any advice you have for, you're always telling people to get their act together. So there's never
Well,
a bad, August is a good month to get your act together too, right?
every month is a good month to get your act together. What I would tell people this week is petition your state legislators because, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, we have tax-free week this week. You can buy under $100 worth of clothes,
This is the thing,
shoes,
you love it, but you
hats.
hate it, don't you?
No,
You
I
got a,
love it.
I
I
know, but
love
you,
it.
hate that we don't have it.
No, we do. We have tax-free week. We should have
Weeks.
tax-free month. We should have tax-free year. We should have tax-free forever. If it's good for the merchants and the citizens for a week, it's good forever. Let's get these politicians to recognize what's going on in Delaware and why people drive across the state line to shop and then come back, and let's get it here and let's get rid of this sales tax, which takes, and as your Democrat friend would say, it's a regressive tax. Wealthy people can afford the sales tax. Poor people get hurt by the sales tax. Let's get rid of it.
Can I
And
ask you a question? Because you are invested in Delaware, correct? You own a place in Bethany, Delaware. You are 3 miles from Maryland?
Yeah, give or take, right?
Maybe six. Okay.
Yeah, a
Was
little bit.
there any point where you considered buying in Montego Bay or buying in 120 or
No,
buying in Ocean
no.
Pond?
The
So how long ago did you buy? Show me how smart you are with this
12,
Delaware thing.
13 years.
Okay, so what would it have cost, made this, that taxes 13 years in now?
Property taxes, an enormous difference. We have lots of clients and friends that have places in Ocean City and surrounds. The property taxes on similar like property, almost 10x. You know, 5, 8 to 10x for property tax alone to have a place in
And
Ocean City.
nobody's got a $50,000 place down there. Everything down there
No.
is three, four, 500 grand. So
Ridiculous.
then you start to, so extrapolate that for me over 12 years for you.
If your
Did you
property taxes
pay more
are
for your place? Was your place
no,
50 grand more than it would have been in
no,
Maryland, or no?
no, no, less.
Less.
Property
Okay.
was less. Property taxes are
Because nobody
less.
wanted to be in Delaware because it wasn't sexy then.
Furnishing it was less. Buying property, buying furniture and the like in Delaware where there's no sales tax on it, less. Put all that money away. You got your trips back and forth to the beach many, many a time. It's a
All
beautiful
right.
thing.
All right. That's why I listen to you. Leonard Raskin, RaskinGlobal.com. I listened to you when you said, let's get another dozen crabs. And I'm like, dude, I can't eat anymore. And then my
Oh.
wife puts one in front of me, and it was like a rap song. I'm like, he ain't finished. That's bull. I was like, I'm finished. And my
She did
wife
it.
picks
He did it.
crabs.
She
She
did it.
picks crabs like what I did when I was 10 years old. She picks every piece of meat out and she
And then eats it.
piles it up
And then
and then
eats it.
has like this
Feast.
crab cake. Yeah, yeah,
A
yeah,
little
yeah.
crab pile feast.
It's funny.
Good
I took funny
stuff.
pictures of her.
Good stuff.
Leonard, thank you for buying us dinner. And thanks for supporting Costas,
Pleasure.
too. I know you've fallen in love with the
Time.
family over there. I don't think you can go to
Absolutely.
Costas without falling in love with the family over there, right?
That's right.
Well, that's what keeps us all together. The ties that bind all week. Leonard's up late watching the Orioles. Luke's up late watching the Orioles. I'm up late watching the Orioles. We're all getting ready for more fake football, but that doesn't matter. And we're all getting ready for the season, which is still a month away. I am writing some Some dear, I think I'm gonna write dear Kevin Brown a letter, a little dear Kevin Brown letter. We'll see
Yeah, there you
how that
go.
goes. I'm learning things this week where I can make that my new format. Seemed to have gone well last week on my dear John Angelos letter. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I'll be in Ocean City this week, but don't think that I'm like sunning myself. I'll be down there working hard and hardly working.
There you
Stay
go.
with us.